Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. Today's post was supposed to be about beauty, at least the Gen X take on it, as those of us born between 1965 and 1984 slip ever closer to certain milestone years where wrinkle creams, Botox, and other procedures invade our thoughts about turning back the clock. The less spoken message behind our attempts to thwart the effects of aging is not to remain beautiful, at least in our own minds, but an outward, if not awkward, attempt to hide our own fears about mortality. With each gray hair we pluck and each new line we cover, we cast off the thought that we, too, are subject to an ultimate demise. Especially in America, where being young, even when chronologically old, is highly valued, society tells us we must cling to life even when that means great suffering for ourselves, our families, and those around us. That's why the life and death of Brittany Maynard, the 29-year-old California woman whom over the weekend chose a medical intervention to end her own life, has struck such a chord within our society and opened anew the conversation about death with dignity. Faced with months of the painful and grossly debilitating effects of an inoperable and aggressive brain tumor, Brittany defied what nature had for her. Instead, after careful planning with her family and care providers, she chose death on her own terms and in her own time, going against the cultural norms by which our society thrives, that life, no matter what, should win at all costs. This is by no means an endorsement of suicide, medically assisted or otherwise, unless, as in Brittany's case, all options have been carefully weighed and the inevitable outcomes are understood by all who are personally involved. But it should carry on the discourse that face so many families today. While Brittany was preparing for her last moments, saying goodbye in the Oregon home where she moved so she could make her own medical decisions, in Cincinnati, Ohio, college freshman Lauren Hill was also defining life and death on her own terms. The 19-year-old Indiana woman, who also has an inoperable brain tumor, strode out onto a basketball court and, with 10,000 fans cheering her on, played in her first and likely last college basketball game. Like Brittany Maynard, Lauren knows that death will soon be upon her. And like Brittany Maynard, Lauren is taking the time she has left and enjoying it, as she says, moment by moment. In both of these cases, we see two courageous young women defining their life and their death for themselves. Being able to exercise our free will is the essence of our humanity. It is, beyond all other things, what separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom to which we belong. The first time this struck me was during the 1975 movie Death Be Not Proud, starring 70s heartthrob Robbie Benson. The movie was based upon the 1949 novel of the same name. Penned by journalist John Gunther, Death Be Not Proud chronicles the Gunther's family real-life struggle as they dealt with their son Johnny's diagnosis of a brain tumor. As in 2014, the same ideas of death and illness, courage and commitment came into play in 1949, and at a time when medical technologies were much more limited. Johnny Gunther, like Lauren Hill, and even like Brittany Maynard, chose to take each moment as it came, understanding that life, even in the face of death, was something to behold. Even on the darkest days, even when the silent knell of death's imminent alarm is the only sound one hears. Modern medicine is a gift to us all. It cures disease, prolongs life, and in rare instances can help escort us to our next life journey. The people on the front line of death, oncology nurses, neurosurgeons, palliative caregivers, know this all too well. But the general ethos, still tempered by our societal fear of death and the theological philosophies which govern so many intervening decisions, wavers among many. In a 2014 study by the Stanford Medical School's Palliative Care Education Program, 88.3% of physicians surveyed noted they would not wish for invasive treatment for themselves if faced with a life-threatening disease. Even though they often use and prescribe these same invasive and often painful treatments for their patients, even when ineffective. Looking at alternate solutions, including advocacy for death with dignity in rare cases, should continue to be part of our national conversation. Before Brittany Maynard chose to end her life surrounded by family, she lived it, traveling, marking off to-dos on her bucket list, all while advocating for dignity and the needs of countless others faced with her same dilemma. By her own account, she savored each moment, and with her choice showed us that there is grace and dignity in death as there is in life, a standard of beauty to which we can all subscribe. For KOSU, I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock, and this is Gen X.